This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Brown. What's on the front? A bucket.
The backhoe, you know. I wonder who's in the front.
Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. It's the DJV gang. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. So let's start with some good news. Again, those of you who have been convinced by the news media that the world will stop 3 weeks from tomorrow because of Brexit, you might want to rethink that, because already the Asian markets are showing stability. The European markets still a little meh. American early trading on the market show things to be pretty strong. The interesting thing in all of the market conversation that there is today, the German markets are really shaky, because yesterday Volkswagen agreed to pay $15 billion to settle claims in our country and elsewhere. $15 billion, and it'll be in the form of a check to every single person who bought one of those Volkswagens over 2 years. There's, I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of them. I know my son will get a check for $5,000, and my daughter will get a check for $5,000, because they both bought those diesel Volkswagens last year, I think it was. Wasn't it earlier in the year? I think early last year, 2015. They're both 2015 cars. So they'll get $5,000. I think everybody else gets $5,000. Plus, if you want the car to be fixed so that it meets the specifications, you can do that. Those who don't want it to meet specifications will apparently have a choice to avoid. They may lose a little value when they trade the car in. But, for example, my daughter doesn't want to, as much as she is all about the environment. She said, this is better because we're using less fuel. They would lose about 4 to 6 miles a gallon with the refurbishment. And this, how crazy, this is the damnedest thing when it comes to government. They want to have, this is what our rules are, this is what it says in the book, and therefore you have to do it. Now, did Volkswagen screw with the regulations? Absolutely. Are they a bunch of no good you-know-whats? Yeah, I suppose. I mean, how are they different than lots of
but
other
the
businesses?
The rules were really hard to adhere to.
They were.
What are you supposed to do?
Asinine. Right.
The government makes rules that you can't...
Yeah. Right. You can't live by.
Can't achieve.
No.
So they say, okay, well, let's just turn this screw
is good,
a little bit, and the computer will tell it that we're doing it.
Right, yeah. So anyway, I'm looking at this circumstance, and then I'm looking at the study that's out today on dangerous emissions that supposedly cause climate change. Do you know what the single most effective action that you can take is to reduce the emissions from cars? It's simple. Buy a Volkswagen. If you didn't know that, buy a Volkswagen diesel. That's the most fuel-efficient car that there is.
Or an electric car or hybrid.
Or electric car. Yeah, I'm talking about internal combustion engines, gasoline, diesel.
Well,
the diesel engine is much more fuel-efficient, but you're right. The electric car, obviously, has
not so much.
Hands down, except for how do they get their power. That's a rich
exactly. Where was it we were talking about, Doug, you and I were talking about, there was a city somewhere that demanded, like in Denmark or Norway or something like that.
An extra tax.
That they were going to give you a tax refund if you bought an electric car.
Right.
So all these people, the whole city, half the city is driving around in electric cars. Well, what they didn't realize is that they get their electricity from coal.
Yeah.
So they actually ended up cranking up the pollution.
Messing. Yeah, right, exactly.
So I can't believe I'm going to ask you guys a question about cars, but I was thinking about it when I was stuck in traffic the other day. So the electric cars, the ones that you actually have to plug in to charge, if and they say, oh, you get 40 miles or 50 miles or 60 miles, whatever it is out of a charge, does that actually take you through the distance or the time spent sitting in traffic? Could you run out of electricity sitting in traffic?
That's a great question.
Thank you. I was worried you were going to laugh at me.
Driving expends more energy than sitting does, but sitting still takes charge away
from the
car.
Unless you shut the car off. Shut it off.
In traffic. Because I know, like, the Prius will charge itself as it drives, but I'm talking about the ones you actually have to plug in.
Well, these newer cars, like the ones that we have, if you stop at a light, they stop. You have to either push something that kills that, or when you put your foot on the accelerator, it starts immediately and moves. That's supposed to be an environmental thing. It is the biggest load. It's just nonsense, because it takes more fuel to start a car than it does to let it idle for up to 4 minutes. And people who don't know that, Richie probably learned that a long time ago in the car business, but if you let the car idle for 3 or 4 minutes, it burns up less fuel than if you shut it off, and the fuel has to go back in to charge the system again when it sucks up. Say again?
It's a fuel dump when you start the car.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
the
fuel injection is a lot more.
That's why when you start a car, whether it's a gas or a diesel engine, you see exhaust, because what you've done in the combustion system is take out the extra gas that was left in the cylinders when you set the car off.
All right, she's glazing over now. I can see
it. I'm sorry.
I know. Still talking? I'm sorry.
Even though she asked the question.
You asked the question. What do you want
a 10-second answer.
I wanted it to be yes, it's the it's 50 miles, or no, you'll run out of gas sitting in traffic.
You will run out of gas sitting in traffic.
Mentally.
Run out of power.
Yeah. So now here comes another study that shows how Americans are back into their love of bigger cars, pickup trucks, sport utility vehicles, because the price of gasoline has gone down. Now it's going back up again. But still, what's been sold since the price of gasoline went down? The number of pickup trucks, bigger cars, like, the 7 BMWs, stuff like that, and sport utility vehicles, up 75% from 2 years ago. Because then they're flying. I went into the Range Rover dealer the other day to try to figure something out, and they're just out the door. There was Richie. Ladies, you will not believe this. I was appalled. The guy who runs this store has become a friend. So he says, come look at this car. I'm looking at this car. And it has all leather seats, which is anathema to me. It has, this is
why?
Leather seats?
Yeah.
It's because it comes from cows.
Oh, please. Anyway, I love my leather seats.
So,
is there an option for Range Rover to not have leather seats?
Yes, there is.
Okay.
I don't have them. Anyway, so the car is finished off by a gun company. Is it Hawkins and Hawkins or Hayward and Hayward? Or, you know who I'm talking about?
No, I know. That's awesome, though.
So they built these cars. They cost $240,000. They have gun racks in them. They're all handmade. And this guy said he already sold one. I said, who'd you sell them to? He said a 30-year-old Chinese entrepreneur who has a company in Boston came out, bought it, paid cash for it. And is they only are making 100 of these cars, and this guy's already sold 2 of them out of this dealership.
Holland and Holland.
Okay, yeah. So you can look in this gun racks in the back. They slide them in and out. There's all kinds of fancy stuff in this thing. But because it's made like a Rolls Royce, looking at it?
Reclining seats in the back.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Nice leather.
Yeah. It is amazing.
Wow, this thing's beautiful.
Wow, that kind of money. It ought to be. I wish I had that seat to sleep in the other night. Anyway, that's the kind of stuff that is really, that's beyond, I just think that's ridiculous. But anyway, that's me. Some people, and they're not only going to China, but they are going to the Middle East. and all over the place where they're just, you know.
Wow.
Did you look it up, Victoria? Did you see?
Oh, yeah. It's drooling.
Really?
Oh, yes.
I wouldn't have one of those.
Well, I mean, not the leather part. I mean, not the leather part. I don't do excessive leather stuff either, but I'm just saying the details are really beautiful.
Natural wood inside, real wood, just like on the stock of the guns that these people make.
Look at the inlay done on the door handles. That's beautiful.
That's what I'm looking at, too. That's amazing.
Pretty.
For a commercial on Range Rovers. Anyway, I just find it excessive and crazy.
My 67 Bronco would drive right over this thing, though.
Yes, it would.
Oh, come on.
No question. But imagine spending that kind of dough for something that highlights something that's as offensive as hunting, at least for me, anyway. You know how I am about that. 16 past the hour.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
I'm worried about the rash of angry protests in cities across the country, not only because they sometimes turn into riots and looting, but because there is something even more disturbing about the underlying sense of helplessness. People are resorting to street violence because they don't understand our unique process of self-government. Several protesters have told reporters, we don't know what else to do. We all should look through the lens of liberty and realize that all of us hold far more power over government than we think. In America, sovereign citizens hold all the power, not through violence, but through dialogue, engagement, activism, and especially ballots. If we don't think the government is protecting our rights, we have a duty to change it, not burn our communities down.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about $10 a month to join, so even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it. Looking to become an entrepreneur and purchase your first business? Benetrans Financial has been helping entrepreneurs fund their dreams of business ownership for over 30 years. Whether it's using a retirement plan to buy a business, securing an SBA loan, or utilizing a dozen other options, Benetrans works hard every day to get entrepreneurs the funding they need, quickly, safely, and economically. Speak with a funding expert today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrans.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrans.
Welcome to the show that really stinks. Odor Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good. Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep. Haley.
Smelly socks.
Yes, Gabe.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good. Jimmy.
Putty odor pee.
Yes, Haley.
Cat pee. Wait, cat pee.
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
That's gross.
Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Get rid of the odor events in your home with Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear, leaving the fresh scent of natural citrus. Look for Citrus Magic in the air freshener aisle in Target, Kroger, Safeway, Publix, Walmart, and other fine stores everywhere.
All right, people in the news, Katherine Heigl is pregnant with her first child, even though she already has two. That's quite the math equation. 2 + 1 = 3, even though this is her first pregnancy.
She adopted.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
She actually, her story for adoption is really cool. She went to adoption right away because she had an adopted sister growing up, and she loved that relationship so much that she and her husband adopted. So that's pretty cool, right?
Yeah. Is she? What is she doing in the world of entertainment these days? She's tried to be a movie actress and isn't making it. She left television because she thought she could do better than she is, but she can't. She doesn't do much in terms of attracting people to movies, it would appear. So what's her future look like? She's going to stay home and
I think, and maybe Victoria might be wrong, but I think she kind of did herself dirty a little bit because she left Grey's Anatomy and she kind of got, and she left in a bad way, so she kind of got this stigma as a diva because she was doing movies and she was opening them pretty well.
Yeah.
She had Knocked Up, she had some other ones, but I think she got that reputation of being kind of a jerk, and so then all of a sudden her career just cooled down.
Well, it didn't help when she was bashing Knocked Up after she had done the movie, and Judd Apatow heard about it and was just like, okay, you really don't need to bash the movie.
Do you know who Candace Payne is? Chewbacca.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Music portion of the Good Day program. Try to get a little music in every hour. Various genres. This is One Direction. Harry Styles signed a recording contract with Columbia, the same label behind the group One Direction. There's no time slot yet for the solo album, but does this mean the end of One Direction?
Yes, it is.
Oh.
Are you okay, Victoria?
I'm actually pouting.
I don't know him. He's an actor, apparently, as well as a singer.
Well, he's getting into acting. Yeah, he's doing his first movie.
Yeah.
Christopher Nolan World War II film.
Dunkirk.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what is there about him that you like so much? What do you
I love his voice. He has a very smoky, sultry voice out of all the guys.
Kind of like you. Same as you.
Out of all the guys. Like she's
right. I didn't mean it that way. She threw the on the guys after I said kind of like you.
I don't think I have a smoky voice. I have a lower register, but not as, I would like a smoky voice.
Why?
No. Well, because I don't know. Thinks it sounds better, right?
No, not me.
Okay. All right.
It was important for you to impress me more than anybody else.
Sorry, oh, boy. Pretty sure she's worried about Harry Styles right now.
All right. More about Harry Styles.
Let me mourn the loss.
Oh, my God. Let's have a moment of silence then for Harry Styles leaving
don't
One
worry.
Direction.
I
it's
felt
all
this
over.
Way, you know, when NSYNC broke up. Oh, it's a bad day.
Right. Next up on the music list this hour is 50 Cent.
Go, Sean.
It's your birthday. Be careful. Like it's your birthday. Like it's your birthday.
You have to hit the button here or you get a clean version.
That's right.
Is that it?
I think we did okay.
How much of that are we playing? You all right? Yeah. Yeah, I think we're okay. All right. 50 Cent, or 50 Cent, has been charged with shooting off a
only
dangerous weapon.
Only his mother can call him 50 Cent.
Really? Should I start the story over again?
Fitty, yes.
First line is important. Okay. Rapper 50 Cent has been charged with shooting off a dangerous weapon, his big mouth. The hip-hop superstar, whose rap sheet includes past arrests for drugs and guns, busted on the island of St. Kitts this weekend for using foul language during a show at a local music festival. I'm finding that hard to believe. My God. Can you imagine somebody like that? Ah, wow. All right, nobody's thought that was an interesting story. I guess I'm on my own there. Next.
It's odd you can be arrested for cussing, but hey, you know, right, whatever.
Right. If that were the case with me, I'd be in jail. They'd throw the key away.
I know, me too.
I got to stop. But I've taken to telling everybody when they hear me cuss, get a dollar. And then, of course, you have to be able to get
that. Does that count for us, too?
What? If you hear me swear?
Whoop, whoop, yeah. Do we get a dollar?
Well, as long as I get one from you. Yeah.
Richie, screw up the board.
All right, Adele is in the musical news again. Nothing unusual about that. She's dominating most of the album charts in England. Last weekend, Glastonbury Festival, she performed there. Basically, because of that, she did such a great job. Number one for the three albums, all three of her latest albums, 25. I went back to number one on the UK charts. Sales up 175% from the previous week. All right, what other albums are in this list, Victoria?
19 was her first album, and I believe 21 was her second, and then she took a break, and 25 is her third.
All right, so what do the numbers represent, by the way?
Her age.
Her age when she released them.
She's only 25?
Yeah.
Now.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I thought she was older than that.
No.
She's so much more mature.
She is.
Taylor Swift looks like she's 25. But Adele comes across as being much more mature.
I'm sure
she's
going to like to hear you call her old. Yeah.
No, I'm not calling her old. I'm not saying she's matronly.
So much for those front seats.
She's right. At $1,400 a pop, I don't think so. All right. So there's our musical review here. A very interesting combination of music. 28 after the hour.
Jim Pee Wee Martin was in the Battle of the Bulge and describes the terrible conditions he and his few paratroopers faced.
You know, when you're really cold, you shiver to keep warm. We had so little food, not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape. The doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of Pee Wee's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home and design experts Aaron and Ben Napier. With Independence Day around the corner, plan a party in full style but not full price. Here are tips to host a festive get-together on budget.
We love hosting our friends on the 4th, but it gets so hot in the South. To keep beverages cool in the heat, we freeze colorful water balloons and stick them in a tub or a cooler. The balloons don't melt as fast as regular ice, and they look great too.
We get some of our party supplies, including beverages and lawn games, at grocery stores and wholesale clubs. And with our Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, we earn 2% cash back on those purchases. We can also earn 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter, and 1% on everything else. The cash back we earn adds up to more party fun.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Know-how! Cold weather slows your battery down, but if it's hot enough to cook breakfast on your hood, your battery could be toast. So pick up a Napa Legend battery today, and you'll get a $15 rebate Visa card by mail. That's $15 back and a new battery. In case your old one gets fried, that's Napa Know-How. And participating in Napa Auto Parts stores. Some exclusions apply. Offer expires 7/31/16.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shop the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Songs. I think it's a very cool song, as a matter of fact. We have an age differential here, and that's okay. It's well, part of
what makes I like a lot of old music.
Around. Really? What is old? Last year? What
no.
What do you
consider old? The 90s.
Oh, no, really? I like old stuff, just not this.
Boop and the bop and the bop she bop she bop.
There you go, fine.
Merry man, yes. Victoria yep, sure. Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden on the Good Day program. The dating website OkCupid asking users, would the world be a better place if people with low IQs were not allowed to reproduce?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Let me give you the quick answer. Uh-huh.
That's the end of that question. The question was posed as part of a screening process for potential daters online. Here's a lady named Sierra Lawrence who was has learning difficulties, was horrified when she was shown the question on the website. Never mind where it is. There are a lot of people who think folks with a low IQ ought not to be able to vote. Never mind, date or reproduce, shouldn't be able to vote. How many times have you had that conversation with anybody? Ever had that conversation, Victoria? People who, we see the caliber of people sometimes being interviewed on these TV shows when they go on the street.
Yeah, who's the vice president? They're stumped. Yeah. They just don't know.
Right, yeah. So why should those people be allowed to vote? They're liable to vote for the wrong person.
Don't worry. Come to Aunt Jen's school. I'll teach you all how to vote for.
All right. Teach you who to vote for. No, seriously, though. Isn't it rather interesting how we have dumbed down people? We have. We've allowed this to happen. And they have. No, was it yesterday or the day before? Jennifer, I think. No, it was yesterday. You weren't here. There was a conversation we were having about something that was so obvious about a country. People didn't know where the country was. It's incredible.
Oh, our tech guy, Greg Stebbin, said that one of the biggest search results within the UK was, what is the EU? And the second one was, what does Brexit mean?
Yeah.
And that's within the UK.
Right. Within the UK.
Yeah.
Right. Like in London.
What do you? Well, yeah.
No, like right in the city, they're all sitting in the pubs going, "What does this mean?"
Uh-huh. By the way,
don't you think though it's part of like, and you touched on it, Doug. It's part of like how we've just said everybody gets a trophy in school, and you don't really need to excel because you should just be who you are, even if that's a total dope who drools on himself. I mean, it's like it's all about making yourself better and learning more, and I don't think that emphasis is there. It's just, you know, we've coddled so much lately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Government had an auction here in Boston last weekend to sell off Whitey Bulger's personal effects.
Hmm.
How many people remember who Whitey Bulger is? Raise your hands, please.
Johnny Depp just played him.
Johnny Depp just played him. You're right about that. The movie of his life. Here's a guy convicted of killing 19 people and was certainly implicated in the death of 24 or 25 others and probably is responsible, actually, for the death of hundreds of people. Boston Irish Mafia. And so the feds decided to sell off some of his belongings last weekend. They put up his shirts there. You saw racks of his clothing.
Who would
want to
buy that?
Why would you want to buy
a shirt
that was worn by Whitey Bulger?
And here we go. What are they doing with the money?
Supposedly it's going to the families of his victims.
Oh, that's good. Okay. That's all right. Okay. Yeah. So they didn't happen to find that stolen Vermeer in there, did they?
No.
Because, you know, they said there's in the art world, they said he was behind that break-in to the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum in Boston.
Yeah.
And the Vermeer that's been missing, they said that was Irish Mafia and Whitey Bulger organized that.
Right. He was one bad dude, I want to tell you.
Some of those shirts had bloodstains all over them.
Oh, well.
Ew.
I think there's that. There were guns there. Let's see, what else? Some of the effects of the apartment house that he had at 23rd and... 23rd and why do I always forget the name of the street? Not Madison. What's the name of the street, Jennifer? It's just up above for me in Santa Monica. And not Madison.
I've never been to your house. Really?
Yeah.
No, he never invites me over.
Oh, would you stop, for heaven's sakes?
And wow.
No, it was. Anyway,
I might drop breadcrumbs and come back.
Yeah. All right. So here's. The business about I think $400,000 or $500,000 got collected, and I just ask out loud, why would somebody want to buy something like that? Can you imagine the energy attached to that? Ooh. Wow.
I mean, there's certain items that I guess would be museum pieces that maybe that would have interest in, but to buy the clothes to wear that he wore or the gun that he used to kill people, I just don't I don't get it.
All right, what do you think of the Supreme Court ruling on domestic abusers not being able to have guns? Supreme Court ruled 6-2 yesterday with the other rulings that freed the governor of Virginia and changed the abortion law, not only in Texas, but a bunch of other states probably as well. This is the one I found most interesting, 6-2, with Sotomayor and Thomas voting against it, interesting combo, and everybody else voting to basically affirm that a convict somebody who is involved in domestic abuse, convicted of misdemeanors at home, cannot have a gun. I don't have any problem with this whatsoever. Anybody got a problem with this?
Nope.
No, I don't. I think if you have a conviction, that means that you've gone through the system. So obviously, if you trust the system to work, you've been convicted of a crime. I don't see how anybody would argue that. It's only the people. I think the gun argument only happens when people are put on a list or they haven't done anything wrong to have their rights taken away.
Right.
And so because of it, you are allowed due process. I mean, if you are convicted of something, then I don't think there's a problem at all.
Mm-hmm. I can't believe I'm about to say this. I think I'm the only one, and being the super, super liberal, I kind of see why maybe Sotomayor and Clarence Thomas voted against this, because if you have, there are certain things where you get convicted and you have to register as a sex offender if you happen to be peeing somewhere within 25 or 100 feet of a school, things like that, and, in the dark, like there are a lot of those.
Yeah.
But that happens. I mean, and in some domestic violence cases, what?
I mean, domestic violence isn't peeing outside of a school.
No. I'm just saying, but in certain cases, though, like when we talk about, like, Johnny Depp and, the Whitey Bulger thing, but, like, if Johnny Depp and his girlfriend or his wife had a fight and it wasn't maybe necessarily domestic abuse where, like, he was actually beating her or they were drunk and they were throwing stuff at each other and he gets convicted, then if he could never have a gun because of that incident, I don't know. I'm not pro-gun at all. We all know this. I'm just saying I could kind of see the other side of that a little bit. It's I don't know. It's interesting.
I'm with Jen. I mean, if you go through the system and they find you guilty, but I see your point.
Later on today, hell freezes over. It's 42 past the hour.
No kidding.
Waiting 30 minutes before swimming after eating is a medical myth. However, flying after diving can be a serious issue. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll tell you why next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Flying after diving is hard to avoid. DCS, also known as the bends, is a risk, but can be managed with forethought and planning. The depth and length of your dive and the rate of ascent back to the surface play a huge role. Quickly ascending to altitude in an airplane can exacerbate the issue. And that's why you should wait a minimum of 12 hours before flying after one dive and 18 hours after multiple dives. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Are you looking for a tool that can quickly change from sanding to cutting to scraping? Well, the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt multi-tool offers multiple uses with just one tool. The quick blade release feature allows you to easily exchange accessories with a simple lever rotation. Variable speed settings and two built-in LED work lights will help you finish a variety of projects on your to-do list. Pick up your Craftsman C3 multi-tool today. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
45 past the hour, Jennifer, Victoria, Richie, and Doug. What's going on with Sinead O'Connor? Anybody got an update on her? Last time I heard about her, she was... Woo-hoo. Did they pick her up? She was going to jump off a bridge in Chicago.
She was missing the other day.
Yeah. Right, but they found her, and she said, oh, that was, you know, that was nothing. Nobody, they were just worried about nothing.
Mm-hmm. No, but then, again, like 2 days ago, she was missing again.
Then she went missing again.
Really? So she's obviously needed some help.
She's severely bipolar, and I think she kind of goes on and off her meds a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
It's something that you probably ought not to do. Let's talk about government regulation or over-regulation. Yesterday, Jennifer, I stood in line at a company called Universal Enroll. And at that company, I was treated to paying $85 to be fingerprinted, questioned, and overviewed by four cameras in each corner of the room.
Hmm,
all of this
time.
So that I could, I could get my TSA pre,
You had to stand in front of cameras?
Yeah.
Well, that wasn't
they,
what
and,
I
yeah, they have you answer questions. The company's called Identgo, which is doing this now around the country. You don't think some politician had a pal who started this company? And sort of perfected.
It's so weird that yours was so different than mine. I walked in. Did you have an appointment?
Yep.
I walked into mine. They had me sit at a desk. They called me right in. I was on time for the appointment. They had me sit at a desk.
Me too. Yeah.
They said, "Is this your address?" I said, "Yes." They said, "Is this, you know, have you lived here for a long time?" "Yes." "What do you do for work?" "Okay."
And where's your credit card?
And that was it. That was it. And then they said, "Okay, stand up." And they took my picture, and I was out in probably 5 minutes after.
See, they didn't take my picture. I didn't. My picture wasn't taken. It was taken by the cameras on the wall, but I didn't stand up and smile for the camera.
So it wasn't a pleasant experience for you?
Well, it wasn't unpleasant. It was just, I don't like
government.
It should have been
5 minutes.
Yeah, it wasn't much more than that, 5-6 minutes. But I don't like government, you know that. And I'm thinking to myself as I leave, and it happens, the phone's ringing when I get in the car, it's Brendan. And Brendan says, "I hear you're going to get your TSA pre-check." And I said, "Yeah, I did." He said, "Listen to this. Okay. This was all a big sham." Now, Brendan's becoming a conspiratorialist.
I was going to say, what did he tell you?
Yeah, he says that the lines at all the airports were completely contrived. The TSA hasn't lost anybody. Their budget hasn't changed. But they've created this at the instruction of the honchos in the administration so that they could force people into or suggest to people that if you enroll. Now, I used to get on TSA pre-check all the time. I didn't ask for it. It was just there. And then it started going away. And I started waiting in line like everybody else. I get impatient or I don't want to stay in line for hours at a time. So I started thinking, okay, I better do this. $85. This is an $85 tax that you're spending.
You totally missed out, though. If you have an American Express, they pay for it.
No, I don't have an American Express.
Really?
Yeah,
that's what I did. Both
well, it was
I
a special. I don't know whether it's still on, but they did for a while.
Okay. So, but still, do you understand my drift here?
Yeah,
not
it's
only
a nice
do you
drift,
pay,
it's a tax.
Not only do you get taxed $85, but now they've got all your fingerprints. They've got every bit of information that they can. If there was any question about who you are,
they've
what your story is.
They've already had your fingerprints from the arrest.
No, I only had thumbprint from the arrest.
Oh, okay.
I never gave fingerprints. It was just a thumbprint.
What did you get busted for?
Let's see. Which time?
Without
which
a permit.
Which time are you talking about? I had a little. I've had
I
a couple
think
of.
You were sassing a cop the last time I remember.
Me? Can you imagine that? Come on.
Sassing a cop?
Nah, not at all. It was a completely bogus charge. It really was. And the policeman afterwards sort of apologized for doing what he did. The worst offense was they were going to take Charlotte out of the truck. And he pulled me over because they had some kind of a sticker on the truck, which I don't need because it's a farm plate. But anyway, Charlotte's in the front. When they take me away in handcuffs to the police station. And the guy says he's going to call the dog officer to take Charlotte down. And I said, "That's it. I'm putting my foot down." "No, you're not. Give me the phone. I can make one call." So I call back to the farm and have him come down. And he said, "You better have him here in 5 minutes because the dog officer is going to be here to get your dog and put him in the pound, and then we're going to have your truck towed away." And I looked at it. I said, "Do you realize how ridiculous this is?" They didn't then, but they did after I was processed. But still, you get processed and you get your picture taken and you get the thumbprint and the whole deal. So you never had the pleasure of that, Victoria? Let's get her into trouble, Jennifer. Let's figure out a way to get Victoria. Everybody should get arrested once.
My name is is Jay. I'm 26 years of age, and I just want to thank the makers of the One World Whey protein powder. After having chronic abdominal pain and pressure for months, I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis. The medical doctor told me there was nothing I could do to treat it other than taking pain and nausea medication. Then, I came across an ad for One World Whey on the radio and read the claims that it can help with all types of inflammation. I took the One World Whey protein powder every day for a month, and the chronic pain and pressure sensation went away completely, and I never took the pain or nausea meds. To this day, my intestines are free of pain.
Nature is kind. When we consume foods we're designed to eat, then she gives back health when it was once lost. One World Whey consistently supports the body's production of glutathione and overall repair. Glutathione stops inflammation, removes heavy metals, and toxins of all kinds. When inflammation is gone, the body can complete its healing process. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a Select Quote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Transient nodes of thought careening through a cosmic vapor of invention.
He rode a blazing saddle. He wore a shining star.
Welcome to Jennifer Horn's house.
Only on Friday nights.
All right. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here to celebrate Mel Brooks' birthday. Theme music from Blazing Saddles. Okay, Victoria, who sings the theme from Blazing Saddles?
Oh, I have no idea.
Really? No. Anybody got any idea?
I do not.
You don't even know, Chuck?
No, I don't.
Oh,
oh my God. He sang about 40, 50 themes from Westerns in the 50s, 60s, early 70s. Frankie Lane is the singer. I may be the only one here who knows it, and probably the only one who cares. And meanwhile, but Mel Brooks, we all care about him. Richie, you got to have some raunchy. Some more
sir, we've never gone that fast before. I don't know if the ship can take it. What's the matter, Colonel Sanders?
Yeah, chicken. No, no, no. From Blazing Saddles, Richie. The crude
board. Oh, no.
Stuff from Blazing Saddles.
You can't play anything from Blazing Saddles on the air. Yes.
Oh, come on. What's the matter, Colonel McFadden? You chicken?
Yes, I am.
All right, so anyway, Mel Brooks responsible for more laughs probably.
90 years old today.
God love him.
One of the funniest guys ever.
Funny, funny, funny guy. Chuck Curry is here, his movie news, plus the story of a real-life Ghostbuster coming up here on Good Day.
Put the meat in cake.
children today are born $42,000 in debt? That's every American's share of our $19 trillion national debt. It's your country, and this is Jim DeMint with the Heritage Foundation. Trillions of dollars of debt is hard to imagine, but its impact on each of us is very real. Heritage research confirms that reckless spending and spiraling debt reduces job opportunities and prosperity for every American. Families have to watch every dollar. So should our representatives. Instead, Washington politicians hand out money and special favors to well-connected cronies. Cutting spending and balancing the federal budget will return power to people like you. The Heritage Foundation works to create opportunities for all Americans and stop favoritism. That's a conservative idea for a better future. It's your country. Find out more at heritage.org.
56 past the hour here. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is with Victoria and Jennifer and Richie and me. I really am out to lunch, I guess, with a lot of this stuff. Last night,
really?
Having my dinner, yeah, really, I came across a channel that does nothing but trailers for movies. There's a channel on cable that does nothing.
I think it's called the Trailer Channel.
Is that what it's called?
I think so.
Wow.
Sponsored by Joe Paul Garvey.
I'm glad you found it. What do you think?
I was watching the... this was a trailer for Ghostbusters. Mm-hmm. And I thought, what a piece of trash. What garbage this stuff. And then after that, I was looking at the local newspaper, and I saw the story of a couple of people from Pennsylvania who were real-life Ghostbusters, or this lady hired this guy, John Lewis, came to check out her house for ghosts, and they fell in love, and now they've opened a paranormal detective agency called Balefire Paranormal Investigations. They go to your house, and they check to see if ghosts are rattling pipes or doing whatever other things there are. And I thought, okay, that's a better story than seeing some of this tripe that I saw, at least. And the CGI stuff, the monsters weren't even... I mean, they looked... And I don't like monsters or creepy crawly things. They just look stupid.
But yeah, I'll tell you, I didn't. The studio Sony has to be somewhat nervous when the film opens, because social media, which we all know has a tremendous impact, and the backlash on that film for people who have not seen it, because nobody's seen it yet other than the studio heads, is so nasty and vicious that I do believe it's going to have a big time effect on the box office, unless the reviews are just through the roof that the movie's fantastic.
When does it come out?
It comes out July 15th, I believe.
All right, so a couple of weeks yet.
Yeah, but I mean, people who grew up on the the original cast in 84 cannot get over the fact that it's being rebooted with a female cast. They just do not like that idea. And
I don't know that it's a female thing. I think it's just because the movie looks dumb.
Mm-hmm. Well, it looks like the same old thing too. It's just
It does, but I mean, if you're going to accept the fact that it's something different, I would just go with it and see where it goes.
Chuck Curry on the program. Chuck, thank you. 59 past the hour.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.